Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about inner strength, the ability to overcome and not give up. In life, you will always be faced with things that comes up against you. And those who have inner strength, those who have the ability to fight, those who have endurance, they will overcome and they will rise up and be victorious. So it's up to you to decide, who are you going to be? Where do you want to be? And what will you eventually be? It's important to know and understand that life will throw anything at you. Life will test your character. Life will form your character. And life will encourage you to become a better person. But when things hit you that are difficult, do not give up. Do not think that this is not the time for me. Do not think that you cannot do this or you cannot do that. Understand that those who overcome are not those with ability, but those who overcome are those with endurance and inner strength. And if you have inner strength, you can do anything. If you look at various people within the Bible, you will realize that so many could have given up. So many could have said, but I am tired. If you look at Moses going to Pharaoh over and over and over and over, telling him to let God's people go, surely it was frustrating. Surely he wanted to give up. Surely he was saying, but this is not for me. Why do I need to do this? But at the end of the day, he had endurance because there was a road and a path and a destination that he needed to get to. And it's important for each and every one of us to realize that when you don't have endurance, you will not reach your destination. When you don't have the ability to be strong, then you will not get to the place where you ought to be at. Life is not going to always be easy. Success does not come instantly. Success does not always come with ability. Success comes with drive. It comes with endurance. It comes with steadfastness and not giving up. It's not always people who have the ability that succeed in life. It's those who do not give up. If we think about Edison, if we think about how he failed so many times with a light bulb, so many times, and then he succeeded. Life is for the strong. Life is for the strong at heart. Success is for the strong at heart. It's for those who refuse to give up. And if you do not want to give up and you want to be a success, you need to build up your inner strength. You need to speak to yourself. You know, David, the Bible says that he encouraged himself in the Lord. And you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. You need to become that person that says, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to be that person that's going to try once and say, this is not for me. Or even try twice and thrice and say, it's not for me. You need to know that when you have a dream on the inside of you, you need to knock on that door. You need to knock the walls down. You need to understand that you are much more than your current state. And if you understand that, you will become a force to be reckoned with. Life in itself is a test. Life in itself is for endurance. Life in itself is to show you that you can. But when you give up, you will never know your abilities. You will never know what you are capable of. You will never know and see the success stories that belong to you. So you need to become that person that is called by God to hit the walls down and to become what God has called you to be. If you are not that person and you do not reach that destination, there are many watching you that will also not reach their destination. So it's not just about my success. It's about my success leading into other people's success. It's about my success becoming our success. And when you begin to hit the walls down for other people, you make their lives better. You show them and you change their mindsets, and suddenly they become a force to be reckoned with as well. Again, there are many people in the Bible that could have given up. Elijah could have given up. There are so many people. Joseph could have given up. Esther could have given up. So many of them could have said, I'm just stopping right now. If we look in contrast with people who give up versus those who don't, we will see the success stories. Naomi started out with her mother-in-law. Ruth started out with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and she had a success story. She had a story where she became part of the lineage of Christ. Whereas Orpah gave up. She started out and she said, I'm going to do this with you. And then she decided, this road is not for me. We don't hear about her anymore, but we hear about Ruth. And so it's so important to have a spirit of endurance. It's so important to have inner strength that even though life faces you and life tries to show you that this is not for you and you are not going to be this and you are not going to overcome and you are not going to see the success of the story, it is important for you to encourage yourself and to say, but I will. Because those who understand this kind of strength are the people who get up and they get to the next area and season of their life. So I want to encourage you today, and I want to say to you, it is time to rise up. It is time to build yourself up and not be so weak with the things that are coming up against you. It is time to say, but I am able, I am well able to do this. Because when you begin to do these things, you will see that your life will begin to shine so much brighter. Your inner strength will take you to success. Your inner strength will build the ability to overcome and become what God has called you to be. You can go and read the Bible. You can go and search the Bible for people who have not given up. And you will realize that those were the people that built the promises. Those were the people that built on behalf of everybody else. But they chose not to give up. They chose to tap into an inner strength even when they were discouraged. Even when they felt like their walls were crumbling. They chose to be different. They chose to be a people that stood for the strength that is on the inside of them. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that it's a new season and a new day, and it's coming upon me, and I will rise up and I will stand strong and I will become the very thing that I need to be. I will not be intimidated by my circumstances. I will stand strong and I will shout unto you continuously, and you will be my guide, my strength and my hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will meet up again next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.